Hey, how'd you wind up down at LSU, being a Detroit kid?
Oh, I mean, it was a pretty long and extensive process as far as, choosing what college to go to. But it ultimately depended on, the SEC is a pretty strong conference, and I wanted to go to a school that, that was successful in the SEC. You know, I wanted to win, and LSU seemed to, fit those criteria, as well as, being able to graduate and putting an emphasis on education.
So you went there as a defensive tackle. Do you take some of that mentality to the offensive side?
Oh, definitely. I've been playing that position for, 4 years prior to switching to offensive line. So a lot of those, certain mindsets and things like that, I still keep with me.
How did you end up switching to the offensive line once you got to LSU?
Well, when I first got there, the defensive tackle position was pretty deep with, Glenn Dorsey, Marlon Faye-Wright, Ricky Jean-Francois, and those guys. And, I went to Coach Miles early and told him I wanted to help make an impact on the team. And he told me that, he knew that I would be a pretty good defensive tackle, but he felt that I could be a pretty good offensive tackle as well. And suggested, moving offensive tackle because we were pretty thin at the time. And so it was pretty much to help the team out.
Do you have a preference or greater comfort on the left side or the right side?
Not at all. I'm just trying to come in and, be as productive as I can on, whatever side they put me on.
What about guard or tackle? You play both?
Yeah, I can play any position. Anything that'll help the team.
How long do you feel like it took you to really make that transition from defensive tackle to offensive tackle?
Probably a good 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey, Joseph, what do you know about the Raiders, the team, the tradition, the history of it all?
My dad actually told me a lot about the Raiders when I first started playing football, about how you guys have an overall winning tradition, but, a hard-hitting defense and a, fast-paced offense, as well as I know a lot about the offensive line tradition as well. I know that Oakland has a pretty good track record when it comes to developing offensive line talent.
When did you first find out that you were going to be a Raider? Did you have an idea before they called you?
Not really, man. I was I was just sitting around, probably like everybody else, just, waiting on the phone call and being optimistic.
Where were you? Were you with friends or family?
Family in Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. So what was the scene like there when you got the call?
Ecstatic, man. My phone is actually still ringing with relatives and friends that are calling. So it was, it's pretty exciting, man.
You went kind of late in the third round. Were you expecting to go today, or were you thinking you might end up having to wait till tomorrow before you got selected?
To be honest with you, I had no idea. I just, talked to my agent, talked to my coach and, my family, and they just told me, keep your phone on, and that way, you don't know when you'll be called, but when you are called, you'll be ready.
Raiders got a starting left tackle in the third round last year. What do you think about your chances of coming in and starting?
That'll be, something I have to discuss with the coaches. But, all I know is for sure is that, I'm going to come in and I'm going to work. And, let the chips fall where they may.